ain't gonna stop us now.
Good morning!
JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick are on
Kix 96.9.
Well, one good thing is Corey Ellis here this morning for Lauren.
Good morning!
What's up, bright and squirrely?
Bright and squirrely.
How you feeling?
Up before the coffee shops. That is the worst.
Oh, and like most of the places to drive through and get breakfast.
Yeah. So. The gas station by my house, though, I walked in and I was like, Kelly's the guy who works there, you know, neighborhood gas station. Yeah. And I'm like, Kelly, why does it smell so good? And he's like, breakfast burritos. I thought about bringing a pile.
Oh, dude.
I'm sorry. I already brought you energy drinks.
Thank you for the energy drinks. So, Coryell, what's your good thing to start today?
Ooh, my good thing is Country Stampede Radio World, because we've revamped. Imagine that. It's something about Country Stampede. We've revamped and relocated. It's over by the playground area, kind of by the bathhouse and Papa John's Pizza trailer.
There's a waffle place going to be over by us or something like that.
Oh, gosh.
Like waffles or pancakes or something.
That's amazing.
I heard Rob talking about that yesterday. I'm like, oh, God.
Leslie Knope somewhere in Parks and Rec.
Yeah.
Very excited right now.
Yes.
But so we're back there in that kind of like big field-ish area. Okay, we got a full production Radio World stage with after parties at night. Friday night, local act, Buckaroos. And then Saturday, Dylan Bloom. During the day, we've got Mega Jenga, the Rodeo Game, Banana Toss, and you compete
to win.
Team Cocktail Party Pit Passes. What?
So, you
kind of have to explain.
So, Banana Toss.
Okay, well.
So, I see this thing, and I go, wow, this has Coryell written all over it. And Liz goes, well, yeah, you just have to be great with your hips. I was like, what?
Lexi, our new promotions director, she came up to me in the hallway and she was just like, hey, look what I found you. And just like contraband.
Yeah. And your voice sounds exactly like her, too. That's crazy. He's like, hey, look how. Yeah, no, because she has kind of that raspy voice.
Yeah, she does. Hey, look what I found you.
I feel like if I walked into Spencer's and like
there
everything
should be
in
a
there,
row of them.
No, but like everything in there is like, hey, that's got Coryell's name written all over it. Hey, so does that.
Oh my God, so's that. Part share in Spencer's.
Yeah. So, yeah, it'll be a good
one. That'll be fun.
You leave next Wednesday to go down there.
Yeah.
That'll be awesome.
Right.
I'm going to miss you. I'm so sad I'm not going to be there
we'll
this year.
I'll miss
you,
too.
Dude. It'll be weird not being down there and getting yelled at by Coryell.
Stampede Coryell.
Is like, so you guys know, Coryell's a ton of fun in the evenings, but all day long, she is focused.
I am.
She's working. I appreciate her. And like,
and
there's
Nick's
always,
just living it up.
That's my job.
And I'm like,
I'm party guy.
Nick, here. Hey, here.
My job is to get people to play games and drink with them. And I do it to the max.
You do a very good job with that.
I'm telling you, probably Bush Light is going to look at their overall overhead for the year. And they're going to be like, wow, we're down like 1%. It's because Nick didn't go to Stampede.
It's because Nick didn't go to Stampede.
What's your good thing?
Oh, my gosh. So, like, there's a few things in this world that make you happy, like more than getting to give Coryell crap. And she's here today. That's my good thing. I can't wait to give you crap all show.
What? No.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going back to bed.
No, like, that's there are a few things in this world I like more to do than to just mess with you, Coryell.
Poke the bear.
I do. Coryell. I love Coryell.
My eyes couldn't roll any harder.
She is one of my favorite people, and I can't wait to get
all right,
crap
great.
All day.
Well, what's your good thing, JP?
That's a great thing, actually.
Mine is Domino's Pizza, because they have a new campaign, the pavingforpizza.com campaign. Have you seen this yet, Coryell?
No. Hold on. I'm
okay, so
up.
Domino's is, they're announcing that they're going to drive around the country and fix people's potholes. They're framing it as a way to, quote, save pizza by giving a smoother ride to delivery drivers and people driving home with carryout. But really, it's just an awesome marketing campaign to promote their pizza.
Not all heroes wear capes.
That's true. They've already started fixing potholes in Bartonville, Texas, Milford, Delaware, Athens, Georgia, and Burbank, California. And they're taking nominations on their website for other towns to help pave
Lincoln.
For pizza. You've got to get on this, Coryell.
Oh, my gosh.
I know you can do this. Pavingforpizza.com. Get Domino's to come here and fix our potholes, because we've got a crap ton of potholes.
Oh, yeah.
Too bad we didn't have that massive crater at the end of the parking lot like we used to.
Oh, yeah. No, it's coming back. It might be back in time for paving for pizza.
I'm out there in the middle of the night on the security cameras, like shoveling it out, like bit by bit.
Why am I not surprised? All right, so pavingforpizza.com. If you live in Lincoln or the Omaha or wherever you've got potholes, definitely start nominating and seeing if Domino's would come here and bring us pizza and fix all the potholes.
Intern fell asleep again.
Perfect.
He's out.
That's another good thing.
The Kix 96.9 Morning Show. JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick.
pre-order sales, which starts today, will benefit Love for Love City, a charity Chesney founded actually in the wake of Hurricane Irma,
which
was horrible. And then Teen Choice Awards, completely taken over by country artists pretty much.
Nice.
And that's obvious after they announced this year's Teen Choice Award nominations. Blake Shelton, Carrie Underwood, Kane Brown, Kelsey Ballerini, Maren Morris, Thomas Rhett. They're all nominated for Choice Country Artist. And then some of the big stars also flex their muscles in the all-genre categories. Like Florida Georgia Line is up for Choice Music Group alongside Migos, Fifth Harmony, Maroon 5. And then Choice Collaboration Contenders include FGL with Bebe Rexha, Meant to Be, Maren Morris with her Zed and Grey collaboration, The Middle. And those Teen Choice Awards airs in L.A., August 12th on Fox.
Cool.
This is the Nitty Gritty from Music City. I'm Coryell Thomas with Kix 96.9.
Keeping you in the know from Music Row. It's the Nitty Gritty from Music City on New Country, Kix 96.9.
Sam Hunt admits that he'd like to write songs that are a little more traditional in the future. He says, so far my music has been influenced by pop culture.
Right.
And yeah. And I've used my pop culture foresight to create a sound that I thought would be effective in today's times. Now I'm not paying as much attention to that. I think as I continue to write songs, I may lean on country roots, I think, a little more. So that'll be a nice new, like I said, turn in a new leaf
a
little bit.
Does that mean the end of Sam Hunting? I mean, that's a...
I don't know. Thing. I mean, that's kind of what it sounds like.
Okay.
We'll have to see.
I mean, I'm curious. Yeah.
By the way, the pre-order for Songs for the Saints, Kenny Chesney's forthcoming album, is today, actually. He's revealed the track listing, cover art, featured guests on the album, 11 new songs inspired by Kenny's ties to the Virgin Islands,
cool.
Ziggy Marley on Love for Love City, Jimmy Buffett on Trying to Reason with Hurricane Season, which that, I like that,
that
title.
That's cool, yeah.
They're just like, we'll make it simple, you know.
Yeah.
The cover art features a lone sailboat sitting in a body of water. And like I said, proceeds, or the album pre-orders today, the collection set for release on July 27th. And the cool part is the proceeds from all...
JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick.
Kix 96.9.
All three of us are really have really gotten into working out and trying to stay in shape and
do
activities.
Yeah,
Humble brag.
Great and Corey.
Listen to Captain Humble Brag over here.
No, I'm saying all three of us.
Humble brag.
I said all three of us, and congrats, Corey.
You did say all three of us
on finishing and doing well in the Big Red Challenge.
Thank you. Well,
last weekend
doing well.
Yeah,
kind of. Yes, I felt horrible. Starting out because Zach Brown Band was the night before.
Yeah, that's the tough part of putting
me up for
failure.
Hey,
Kenny, right?
Like most dudes you meet, that course did not see you coming and
did not
realize how hard you were going to hit it.
And I was like, here I am.
Hey,
you
hey.
Are literally going nowhere.
Well, there is a new workout that is sweeping the nation.
Okay.
It's in New York City.
Oh, boy.
And it's a gym called Shock Therapy.
Okay.
You literally are people getting hooked up into special suits that are powered with something called electronic muscle stimulation technology.
Really?
That sounds a great way to lose control of your, like, bowels.
Yeah, right.
And bodily
like you
function.
You only lose weight because you poop yourself a bunch.
Right.
Like, that's literally...
I do fine in my day-to-day operation, okay?
Right,
like,
I
don't need to be forced that.
I guaranteed to lose 4 pounds when you show up.
While you're exercising, it sends safe little pulses of electricity through your muscles, which helps activate them and make the training more effective. I think Bruce Lee, didn't he do something like that? Like he had like...
Maybe.
I saw... Have you ever seen the movie, the Bruce Lee movie?
I mean, I can...
There's a lot of movies.
Well, the one about his life.
Oh.
No. I did not see that.
Well, anyway, yeah.
I can see where that would work, though.
You know what? You know what this makes me think of? Like, we're all lazy. We all want to be in shape without having to do anything, right?
Yeah.
That's why, like... So... You ever seen those deals that you got the super ripped dude or the super ripped lady and they put the ab thing on there and it like electric pulses on your abs?
Yes.
If that really worked, I would own like four of those.
Oh, for sure.
I'd have one on each butt cheek. I would have on my abs.
The amount of time
and
money
awesome.
People put into quick fix things.
Right.
Yeah.
When like all you have to do honestly is just maybe even just eat a tiny bit less or cleaner or something like that.
So you're saying water
could
your
be
life.
A little healthy. Here,
you're
you
saying
know?
Slight electrocution while you're working out.
Or just
out
like
is
electrocute
not,
yourself.
That's
you know?
Not in the Do they say where do they
please don't do that.
Where do they plug in at? Like, well, where do
remote.
They get you?
It's remote. It's
what muscles are they putting these on?
It's all over your body. It actually activates from your knees up.
Oh boy.
Ooh. Up all over your skin. It's like a body suit.
Coryell might
thing.
Be in on this.
Christmas idea.
JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick. The Kix 96.9 Morning Show.
All right, so we have got your opportunity to check out some movies this weekend. We'll have your chance to win movie passes coming up in just a little bit.
Great movies out, too.
There's some, this is like, it finally feels
like
a big
weekend for movies.
Feels like it's back to normal again, because then it was kind of a little lull there, like all of a sudden there was any good movies out.
Well, it's because of Avengers. The Avengers hangover.
Yes.
Well, and you were telling me that Solo might lose money, even though it's really going to lose good movie. Money.
By the way, if you are seeing, I don't know when it starts, but you might actually see me in the top right corner of like a little summer bumper before your movies.
Oh, really?
Because I did like a project earlier. And
really?
So, yeah, you might just look for me.
Is there a new 50 Shades of Grey movie coming out?
You're the worst.
It's a side project that she's working on.
No.
50 Shades of Coryell.
Yeah, buddy.
Look out.
All right, so our redneck movie review is where Husker Nick's cousin Cooter Mosifus comes in. Yeah. Mosifus or Bosifus?
Bosifus. What'd you call him?
Well, Mosifus, because it almost sounds like when he introduces himself, he sounds a little like
he
it's
says,
either
Cooter
a Mo.
Mosifus. That's okay. Easy.
Is that what your cousin sounds like?
Yeah. You'll hear it in a second.
Man, right, I want to meet him.
Yeah, man.
You'd like to go on a date with Cooter?
There's a lot of jorts going on with that guy.
Yes!
Yeah, a lot of jorts.
Sounds like it.
Overall jorts? What do you call those?
Fitting that.
No. We'll
call
him
overall
jorts.
He's got
jorts going on, and Corey would be interested in
Side note,
jorts.
I had to borrow a pair. I'm playing in a softball tournament in Adams, Nebraska at the end of the month.
Oh, nice.
Right?
And I have a bet going that I will wear Daisy Dukes the whole tournament.
Make Daisy Duke.
So if you're out there, look out.
Daisy Duke overalls.
I'm going to have lower, what are those called? Under butt cheek? I'll be having that going on. The lower butt cheek will be out. I catch too, by the way.
Yes. Yes, you do.
Under butt.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be.
Don't ever.
Corey will be sitting right behind home plate. The wake of it's going down.
Uh-huh.
Get out of
here. All right, let's get to it.
Tell you what, man, dang on. It's the Redneck Movie Review. It's the Redneck Movie Review. I'm a redneck and I review the movies too. It's the Redneck Movie Review. With me, Husker Nick's cousin, Cooter Mosifus.
Yeah. All right, y'all, now listen up. Got a big movie this week. Not gonna lie. I was a little confused when I showed up, because I see this movie, Incredibles 2, thinking this thing's got to be in Spanish. I can hardly read. How am I going to read these subtitles? It wasn't. It was a cartoon, which was great, because I'm not super smart. So to be able to watch a cartoon sometimes is good for you.
Oh, yeah.
Which is good. Now, Coryell, y'all stop that over there, mocking me because I'm a redneck.
Well, all right.
Where did that here come from, y'all? All right, so Incredibles 2, super good movie, sequel to the original Incredibles. I think that's how you pronounce it, right, JP?
It's Incredibles 2, but yeah.
Incredibles, man.
Okay.
So this movie's good. Here's a little preview.
Change people's perceptions about superheroes, and Elastigirl is our best play.
Better than me?
Whoa! I like Mom's new job! Bye, sweetie.
I'll watch the kids, no problem.
It looks like a lot of fun.
Y'all, this dad is in the spot nobody wants to be. He's stuck at home watching a baby with superpowers. I mean, like, my cousin's baby's superpowers to poop right out of her diaper. That's a superpower. All right, y'all. Now, this movie's super good. It also gets the first ever five bags of pork grinds. That's right. This movie's super good. And it wasn't in Spanish, which makes me happy. Didn't have to read anything. Super fun. Superheroes. Take your kids. Real good time. It might even be better than the first Incredibles.
Oh, wow.
So definitely get out and see that. So, hey, this is Husker Nick's cousin, Cooter Mosifus, and I may not be able to read the credits, but I know what a good movie is, right?
Live, local, and laughing. Now, it's JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
What are you talking about? It's Father's Day.
Happy Father's Day.
I always try to avoid Father's Day now.
Kids gave it to me for Father's Day.
Happy Father's Day, Daddy.
Happy Father's Day, Daddy.
This is the best Father's Day gift ever.
Ooh, what would be the best Father's Day gift ever for you, Husker Nick?
For me, probably a slab of ribs and a six-pack of Zipline. That's nice. All I need.
That
That's it.
Very incredible, because last night in my show, I was saying, you know what? I don't know what your dad would like for Father's Day, but I'm almost willing to bet simpler the better. Like, he probably doesn't necessarily want to spend the money on himself to buy that pack of nice razors and, like, good socks. It sounds trivial, but, like, you know,
no one really wants to be gifted
it, but, like, you low-key kind of want to be gifted
My grandpa, every year for his birthday and for Christmas, when he was around, I bought him a flannel shirt. Because he loved it. He's like, you pick out the best.
That's his thing.
And I would get him a flannel shirt, and he was
if it's just $12.99 and it makes him happy, then cool.
Father's Day is coming up. I'm so excited. So we're going out to this weekend. We're going tomorrow. I'm going to the Cauldron Series with my dad.
Yeah.
So I'm super pumped. We got some good tickets for that. And if you guys don't mind, I love to tell, because it's Father's Day. And the best, it's like when it's Mother's Day, you're always like, man, mom, hard worker. She does all this stuff for us. I love her to death, all these things. When Father's Day comes around, we celebrate how goofy our dads are, because what they are. Like, they bring all this laughter. I want to share with you my favorite ever moment. Like, when my dad, hopefully in 30 years, 40 years, when he moves on to the pearly gates, I'm going to tell this story at his funeral. My favorite story about my dad, I'm young. I'm like probably in sixth grade. I got two little brothers. One's in third grade. One's in first grade. Dad worked overnights, so he was always like tired and cranky, like anybody who works overnights when they come home.
Right.
He comes home, and we're walking up, and there is dog poop trailing from outside, up the stairs, all on the carpet, all the way into the kitchen.
Oh, God.
So we hear my dad, boys! Get in here! And we're like, oh, God. Because, you know, this is like back in the day with the paddle and stuff. Yeah. And, you know, we knew something was going on. He lines us up and makes us one at a time lift up our shoes and show him which one of us had dog poop on our shoe. And we were going to be done dealing, right? So I lift mine up. My brother Derek lifts his feet up. Nothing, nothing. Trevor lifts his up. Nothing. Dad's like, well, who changed shoes? None of us. And then all of a sudden it dawned on him. He looked down. He had just a huge pile of dog crap on his own shoe.
Yes!
He was the one.
It was Dad
who
did it.
He just goes, mother beeper, and walks down the hallway. We didn't see him for 4 hours. He was so mad. To this day, we give him a hard time about it.
Well, so I have a funny story about my dad. And actually, if you watch The Office, Dad, are you on my phone right now? Say hi. Okay, cool. So I'm going to pull a Dwight Schrute on you, Dad. Where Michael Scott pulls one over on Dwight Schrute on The Office, and he's like, oh, hi, Dwight. I'm going to make you listen while I steal your biggest client. So, Dad, I'm now going to put you on mute, but now you have to hear me talk about this story. So here we go. My dad's on the phone like right now. Okay, so we are playing badminton. We live in Unadilla. Our backyard had that, like, if this makes sense, imported grass or something like that. It was like grown somewhere else, put in.
Okay.
And for some reason, it just gets like extra slick when it's like dewy.
Yeah.
Right.
So it's summertime. The sun's going down and it gets like really slick, and we're playing badminton in the backyard. My dad and I like to get really into sports, like competitively, if we are playing them. Okay. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like, oh, fun and lighthearted, but like not really. Like, I hope you lose. Okay. So he dives to the right majestically, and I will hand it to him. It was great. Okay. But he slips, falls hard, breaks his, I don't remember. Okay. I'll find out later, but he broke some ribs, at least one.
Yeah.
Okay. But now it's like, okay, not funny. We need to probably go in and get this checked out. So we're in the ER, and he will not stop talking about how he broke his ribs wearing his thongs. He slipped in his thongs. Because man sandals my father are thongs to this day.
What were the people looking like? The nurses, when he kept saying, yeah.
I was a little younger. I don't know, but I just remember like not even looking. Dad, hi, are you there?
Yeah.
I love you.
Love you too.
I woke him up. Bye.
You woke him up. Bad. Oh, man.
Woke up storm.
That's so funny.
I have two. My dad.
Rob hates this segment. You got to do it. Don't do both of them. We're all telling stories.
My dad actually took his toe off with a mower. He was a volunteer fireman for a long time. He has a golden axe for his retirement. But in Martell, we took turns mowing the lawn at the firehouse, and there's a big old ditch. And you have to mow the ditch, and he was pushing it. He was mowing in flip-flops.
Oh, nope. Bad idea.
And no. going up the hill and lost it. Anyway, on his big toe.
Oh my God.
No. He had the wherewithal to go into the firehouse and call in because he didn't have cell phones. It's like, he's like, hey yeah. guys, I think I took my toe right off. I need somebody to take me to the gosh. Emergency room.
No.
And sure enough, all the volunteer firemen had, like, take him and run him to the emergency room. He also played fast pitch softball in Martell and Sprague. It was fast pitch and super serious softball. And so I got to be his bat boy when I was really, really little. And now he has been, I think it's been over a year, sober.
Awesome.
So good. Oh, good. So
he's
well,
been
to all
really
the
hard.
Dads Early out there, out. Have a great weekend. Happy Father's Day. Do something with your pops or whoever the dad figure is in your life.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And enjoy it.
Take
him
to a movie, go to a ball game, whatever it may be. Dads are cool.
I can't wait to hang out with my kids this weekend.
Get up and get at it, Lincoln. It's the Kix Morning Show with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
What the heck were you thinking?
I pulled it out for the first time in a long time.
That's hilarious.
What in the world were you thinking?
He's a tight end. He's a big guy.
It's so cute.
What were you thinking?
I'm just so focused on what I'm doing, I don't even pay attention.
Well, dang it.
Just keep with the beat.
I don't think it means what you think it means.
That was what happened last week on Out of Context Contest. What's in store for us this week?
Oh, this week's going to be fun.
And you've got your chance to win your way down to Husker Dig at the K, a Father's Day gift package that we've got for you. And we bring in, we got Alexis, Scott waiting in the wings, and Ashton's going to start things off. Good morning, Ashton. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, thanks.
Right. How's your morning going? Good?
Good. It'll be better if I win.
Hey, well, we're rooting for you guys. So, all right. So, here we go. Here's what we're going to do. I took some audio from the show this week, and I took it out of context. I'm going to give you, you'll hear it, and then I'm going to give you an A, a B, and a C. Two of them are wrong. One of them is the correct thing we were talking about. You just got to be able to identify it. If you miss, we'll move on to the next person. But stay on the line, because sometimes these things, like,
go back around and like
shift
twice.
Around and all
yeah.
sorts of stuff. So just be ready on this, all right?
All right.
Here we go.
First piece in Out of Context Contest for this week. Well, some people are saying kudos to her for doing that. Others are like, man, you just wasted that guy's time.
Yeah!
No, okay.
All right. So, JP, kudos to her for doing it, but might have been wasting that guy's time. A, JP was telling a story about a woman who went to get revenge on her husband by having him pop a Viagra, and then she immediately went to a movie. Which is, that's brutal.
Yeah.
B, JP was talking about butt stuff. C, JP was talking about a woman who ordered a pizza, and when the pizza delivery guy got there, the whole reason she did is because she had a spider in her front room, and she wanted him to kill it via drowning. She drowned it. A, B, or C. What'd you say?
C.
C's and cat is correct.
I thought for sure someone would pick B on that.
I was hoping somebody would pick B.
I thought so.
I'm glad nobody did. All right, so Ashton's got a point.
Good deadpan. That was good. All right, so here...
Number two.
You like to think, as a performer, you will give the same show regardless? You won't.
Right. No.
Yeah!
All right, so Lauren A. was harkening back to her time stripping at the Lumberyard, and she said the music matters on stage. If it's not 80s hair band music, it's hard to get a boogie on.
That's understandable.
B, she was saying that the crowd matters at a performance for a musician. When they're up on stage, they look out, and if you're not into it, they won't be into it, and it's going to be terrible. Or C, Lauren was talking about the play that, or the musical that she's in. That's why she's not here today.
Okay.
And she was talking about her musical and how, hey, when I'm on stage, the people at my musical need to really get into it, or else performance can't be as good all the time.
So I know you guys talked about B and C as far as the concert and her play. And
she listens to the show.
She's paying attention.
Oh, I'm going to go with B.
And you're going to be right.
I threw that last one in there to try to get somebody, and you saw right through it.
Ashton managed to get right there. All right, Ashton, you've got a chance for the clean sweep. Otherwise, Scott and Alexis are waiting in the wings to steal the Husker Day at the K trip down from you. Here we go. Final piece in Out of Context Contest.
I walked in, and I was like, Kelly's the guy.
Okay!
Can you play that again?
Absolutely we can, because that was...
I walked in and I was like, Kelly's the guy.
Oh, yeah!
That's a big breath in.
Oh, All right. Kelly's so I have told you guys for 3 years on this show that it is so impressive when we go to concerts and Coryell max on these dudes and they have no idea it's coming. They have no idea what's happening to them until it's too late. We were talking about that. That's A.
Okay.
Mac B. Let's see here. Oh, Coryell prides herself on being able to sniff out and smell a fart and tell who did it. She prides herself on that. Okay. Or C, Coryell walked into a gas station, and because she's never up before noon, she had no idea what was happening because there was the smell of breakfast burritos going on.
Crap. I came in late this morning.
Okay.
I know we talk about Coryell's love life on the radio an awful lot.
We've done that. And we've talked about farts and we've talked about breakfast burritos, yeah.
God.
What do you think?
I'm going to go with A.
And A, unfortunately, is not it.
Man.
Hang on the line. Scott, good morning. Your chance to steal the game from Ashton. Is it B?
Is it B, Coryell prides herself on being able to sniff out farts and tell who farted?
Kelly.
It was Kelly. Or C, Coryell walked into her local gas station, and because she's never up before noon, she could not figure out what was going on with the breakfast burrito smell that was going on in there.
Kelly.
Scott, what do you think? B or C?
I'm going to go with B.
B is not right. Whoa!
But Coryell probably does that. I feel like that was back in your sorority days.
Sniffer. I'm honest. I really am honored that A and B were the first.
Hang on the line, Scott. You're not going to go away empty-handed, but Alexis has a chance to win the game with your answer.
It's just say C. Say C.
Hello?
Alexis, are you there?
C.
Yes.
Okay.
Alexis, say C.
What's your answer? Is it C, C, or C?
Alexis?
Yes.
Just say the word C.
C.
Yeah!
Yay!
She got it!
Good morning.
I think she was thinking like it was a trick question. Wait a second. What's going on here? This is like a trick question.
You won!
She's like, this is too easy.
Was that segment so boring you fell asleep while you were listening to it?
Like the intern?
No.
Dang it. Like our intern just fell asleep.
That was awesome. I actually thought that was the answer.
Oh, thank God.
Yay!
Well,
you got it right.
Alexis, congratulations.
Those are all feasible. You guys need to come down to one of these. If you've never been to one of our pre-parties, watch Coryell. Like, just, she is a freaking cougar.
I don't understand it.
These dudes do not see it coming. And then before they know it, they're like, how did I just wake up at Coryell's house?
He's gassing me up. I'm not even that
Can you imagine if she was wearing the outfit Liz was wearing at Zach Brown Band? There'd be like a flock of them around
you. I would embrace it, Coryell.
Embrace it. Oh my gosh.
Coryell's got...
Yes!
Yeah. Coryell's got talent.
Yes, girl!
Alexis, because you stuck around and managed to figure out that it was C, you've got Husker Day at the K tickets.
Sweet.
Hang on the line. We'll get some more information from you. And thanks. Scott and Ashton are not going to go away empty-handed. We'll hook them up with movie passes to take Dear Old Dad to the movies this weekend.
Dear Old Dad.
I think we need to hear it one more time just for fun.
I walked in and I was like, Kelly's the guy.
Okay. That's impressive.
The Kix 96.9 Morning Show. JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick.
Enough is enough. I take a flamethrower to this plane.
I don't know what we're yelling about.
And everything about you.
Nobody asked you, Kevin!
Your chance to get it off your chest every Friday at this time. We give you a chance to kind of just clear your soul going into the weekend because anger leads to hate, hate leads to suffering. We don't like that.
I'm already kind of stewing this morning.
Oh, you've already got, so you're going to lead off. Guest leads
I'm
off?
I'm not
okay.
like irate, but...
You can let us know what's bugging you, by the way, at 466-9696 or Facebook and Twitter if you need to say anonymous direct messages, but we'll give you a chance to get it off your chest. And our guest, Coryell, filling in for Lauren, gets to go first.
Oh, thank you. The guest goes first. Okay, so the video is actually pretty good. It's in the comments on the Facebook page.
Right now?
KX969. Okay. Yep, if you look for the get it off your chest. So I'm a busy lady, you know, and I really do like to put in a lot of good work. So I was here for the better part of earlier in the day yesterday and then most of the late afternoon, evening, into the night. I'm talking like well past midnight, okay? Yeah. So long story short, I've gotten like maybe 2 hours of a crummy nap pretty much. And here I am and I'm tired. I mean, I'm sucking down some coffee, all right, just to be alive and well.
Right.
But intern homie is over here snoozing. It's like, okay.
This is not the first time.
Okay.
Either.
I've got 2 hours-ish under my belt for a recharge, and I'm somehow still upright.
Didn't you and Liz start as interns on the station?
Yeah, both actually. You were first as an intern, then you got hired, then Liz came
and
in.
And I guarantee you never fell asleep in the studio because you were working.
Exactly.
We had you doing all kinds of crazy
stuff. I did fall asleep overnight when I was here really late, and the morning show came in and woke me up because I was getting ready for that before.
You were laying heads down on the counter and
just
it was
drooling.
Fantastic.
Quit being lazy, intern.
But, you know, that's the thing. You know, it's like, you know, you're here.
Right.
Just like, be awake.
You're like, I earned this. You need to be awake.
Right.
Be here.
Come on, man.
So 466-9696 or Facebook and Twitter to get it off your chest. We've got an anonymous one right here. I hate my coworker who is supposed to be training me, constantly calling me names and belittling me instead of teaching me how to do my job, and management won't do a thing about it.
You know what will fix that? Mm. An open hand slap. Right across the face. Schwack.
Phil on Twitter. People who call into the radio and have their own radio on in the background, they tell you to turn it down.
Are you pretending to be a guy named Phil?
It's right here. No, it's on Twitter. I didn't even do it.
You paid somebody to
hashtag
say that.
Phil the Husker fan. Put that up. I did not put that up. So 466-9696. If something's grinding your gears and you got to get it off your chest, you can call in now or again, Facebook or Twitter. And if you'd like to stay anonymous, just direct message us.
JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick.
Kicks 96.9.
Your chance to just yell or have us yell for you with Get It Off Your Chest on Facebook or Twitter as well, KX969. This one, there's no being around this. There's no anonymous on this. Sarah wants us and everyone to know, in our efforts to put our house on the market, we cleaned out a massive amount of junk, all for my husband to bring home 5 industrial fans, 3 blue trash cans, broken desk with chair, file cabinet, and a golden eagle, just to name a few, because it was free. Why? Hashtag get it off your chest.
Why?
Got any on Facebook?
You know, I'm looking. I know for a fact that if my friend was awake right now, she would get really annoyed with her neighbors. Now that you're talking about like things left behind, she would get really annoyed because she complains about this all the time. Her neighbors have a dog, and it's the dog poo thing.
Yeah,
it's just like no matter what, relentless. So like poop. She's said something. She's told the landlords and everything like that. I got falsely accused of having dog poop outside of our apartment. And it's like, hello, I have a pet rat and I haven't trained him to go outside yet.
Their poop isn't that big either.
Yeah. And he's a little guy. He's not taking those.
Earlier in the
week,
did you figure out who is putting slice cans in your yard?
No, I don't know who put the pop cans in my yard, but it stopped since the fence has gone
pop
up.
Pop can gate.
JP was saying he had people throwing slice cans in his yard and a caller called in to point out they haven't made slice since 2004.
Wait, slice. That's right.
It was like, you should get it off your chest.
There's some maniacal person with a garbage.
I don't know who it was, and I'm
bag
sorry.
Full of
it was
slice
an
skins.
Orange pop drink, and so it was slice. I don't know. I mean,
I don't know, JP. I would take that as a personal attack on your
character.
They
called in, they're like, not to pile on JP, but.
But, dot, dot, dot.
That's what happens. Twitter, get it off your chest. People who leave their empty beer cans and bottles in the water at the beach so other people can step on them.
Ooh.
Okay, yeah, for sure. That's a problem.
An anonymous one. My son is 4 months old and teething. His father won't get up at night with him because he can't hear him crying.
Hey.
But last night, while we were watching TV in the living room, he fell asleep and he could hear his phone ringing all the way from the bedroom to jump up and answer that.
Oh, man. You got to commit to the lie if you're going to do that.
That's true.
So if you need to get it off your chest, we're here for you every Friday at this time. You can let us know on Facebook and Twitter as well. KX969.
JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick. The Kix 96.9 Morning Show.
Jungle John broke out his big handsome lizard.
Oh, you gonna catch my snake?
Nope.
I mean, it's not a snake. It's a lizard. It looks like a snake.
It's a weird thing to say. Why not holding a snake?
Husker Nick, when I walk in here, my brain kind of gets scrambled.
Skittles is drawing my hot body.
He is in here. It is Jungle John time from the Lincoln Children's Zoo. Blowing his whistle.
Yay.
Oh, boy.
Let's see if we can get a Coriella conductor hat and a whistle, because it's a big weekend.
It is. You know, tomorrow we're celebrating the ZONO train's 55th birthday.
55?
It's been running longer than the zoo's been open.
Wow.
Jeez Louise.
I think I've ridden that train ever from birth to...
Probably have. You probably have. A lot forever. Of people have. That train's very iconic in our community. Yep. Children's True. Zoo folks, they just love riding the train, going through the tunnel. And tomorrow we're celebrating the train's birthday with special pricing on the train. And every hour we're going to find a special child to be an honorary engineer.
Oh, that's awesome.
So it's going to be
really
fun.
Cool.
They get to have to ring the bell, blow the whistle, and have a lot of fun doing that. We're going to have a miniature train on display, too, down in Zooville. So we're having fun tomorrow celebrating.
Fun with the zoo. And then on Sunday, it's
we're celebrating
Day,
right? you.
Absolutely.
You're a daddy.
I'm a dad.
Yay.
Mine are a little too big to go to the children.
No,
zoo.
You're never too big.
I agree.
You still want to meet the critters,
never.
Still want to have fun. You know, it's for the kid and all of you, but right. every daddy gets free admission. But if you're already a zoo member, you get a free train ride.
Excellent.
So we're saying thanks, dad and granddads and great granddads for being great dads and great folks and raising wonderful children. So we're celebrating dad on Sunday and celebrating the ZONO on Saturday.
And I've got a question for you. Uh-oh. Because did you happen to see the story about the NPR raccoon?
The one climbing the building?
Yeah, climbing the building in St. Paul.
I saw a little bit of it, yeah.
What is... I didn't even realize that raccoons can just...
Yeah, that's incredible.
That. He scaled the building. And then hung out on like the 23rd floor on a windowsill.
Because he couldn't figure out how to get down.
He just kept going up.
Well, yeah. And there was something, they put like live traps up on the roof with like food and things. So
they got him some cat food, but the trash panda made its way all the way up the building. I had no idea the raccoons could
They can
go
do that.
They are great little climbers. They got those great claws. They got good muscle strength for that. I was taken up in a tree, in a trimming tree bucket, one of those big high ranger kind of things,
right.
about 60 feet up, and because some folks were chopping on a tree and there was a hollow in that tree, and there was a raccoon living in that tree.
Oh, wow.
I'm sure that raccoon had gone up 60 feet into the hollow. That was his home.
Wow. Oh, my
so
gosh.
They are great climbers, and I'm sure that building's rough. You know, it's not perfect.
Yeah, it has the bumpy stuff
texture,
on it, too.
So that little guy could sink those toenails in. I'm sure he couldn't figure out how to get down.
Hashtag views.
Kept going up. Yeah.
And he was up there for 2 days.
Yeah, and it was the most watched thing on Twitter
critters
and the internet
amazing.
Watching him go all the way up.
Critters.
Animals are amazing.
So come out and check out all of the critters at the Lincoln Children's
We're
Zoo.
We're open every day 10 to 5 and on Wednesdays till 8, and I'll see you at the zoo.
JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick.
Kix 96.9.
Let's see. What's in the news today?
Fake news.
I can hardly wait.
Kix 96.9 Fake News with 5-time Slammy nominated morning anchor JP, Husker Nick Sports, and Nashville reporter and overall expert in the field, Lauren Silverman. It's the Kix 96.9 Fake News Friday Morning Report.
And in for Lauren Silverman is all around good egg and cougar, apparently, Coriel.
Oh my gosh. Nick.
You ready to play some fake news?
I'm ready to play.
All right. Abigail, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Good. Are you pretty good at figuring out what's real and what's fake out there?
Pretty good.
You haven't gotten sucked into any of these stories like they're filming Star Wars Episode 10 in Grand Island or something that they put out there?
Yeah.
Okay. That's not real. That's not a thing that happened.
Yeah.
All right. So here are your headlines. You just have to tell us which ones are real and which ones are fake, and we will get you down to the movies on us down at the Grand Theater this weekend.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Man serves friends tacos filled with his amputated foot. Is that a real or a fake headline?
Real.
That is a real thing.
What?
So on Reddit last week, a cyclist using the alias Shiny revealed that he once fed his friends tacos filled with his amputated foot. His doctors let him take the severed foot home after it was crushed by a car.
No.
He cooked it up as a meat portion of the Mexican street food classic for a group of fans who knew exactly what they were eating.
No.
So they ate his foot.
No.
They hired a chef who marinated it overnight and sauteed it with onions, pepper, salt, pepper, and lime juice.
And this is real. How
this
is this
a real thing?
Legal?
I don't think it is. That's cannibalism, Coriel.
That's not legal.
But he did it anyway, and
also,
it is a real story.
What did it taste like?
Right now,
we
you're curious.
We won't travel down
that
rabbit hole.
Okay. All right, so you got one point there, Abigail. Here's another headline
story
in fake news. America's oldest mayor reelected with all three of his town's votes. Is that real or fake?
Real.
That is true.
Wow, popular guy.
Bruce Lorenz received just three votes in his bid to win re-election as mayor of Russo, North Dakota. Normally that wouldn't go well.
Of course it's a Dakota.
Yeah, and there's only three people living in this tiny town. He won unanimously. Funnier still, he's 86. He's America's oldest active mayor. He almost forgot to vote for himself.
No!
Until his daughter reminded him he needed to go vote.
Dad, go vote for yourself.
Sure. Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, I only am addressed by the mayor.
I was sitting on my porch smoking a cigar, and I didn't realize I needed to go
vote. Good job.
All right, so one more for fun, fake news. There's now a bourbon made with beaver secretions. Is that real or fake? No, actually, that's real.
Beaver secretions?
Have you always wondered why there's not more beaver in your bourbon? Well, New Hampshire distillery has made a batch of bourbon that's flavored with beaver secretions. Apparently, castoreum, this is going to gross you out, Corey.
Stop.
Castoreum, which comes from beavers, castor sacks, has long been used as a flavoring agent and is generally recognized as safe by the Food and Drug Administration.
It comes from their where?
Their castor sacks.
Okay. Sorry, I didn't hear that.
Yeah, that's
the
fine.
First time.
So it's something that people, that's been used in other foods.
No.
It apparently has a hint of raspberry, leather, and vanilla.
I'm going to start Googling what I've been eating that has castoreum.
Yeah, that's you might want to now. You probably stop eating that, won't you? Well, congrats, Abigail. You're our winner today in a Fake News Friday.
Yay, Abigail!
Have a great weekend.
JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick.
Kicks 96.9.
Our one big thing is celebrating Father's Day. It's going to be a big weekend, so go do something special with your dad if you get a chance to, or Grandpa. As Jungle John was in, Grandpas and Dads get in for absolutely free at the Lincoln Children's Zoo. If you're a Zoo Club member, you get a free train ride with that, too. It is also a big weekend because the College World Series gets started this weekend with a giant party with our buddies from Low Cash. We're going to be hanging with them tonight. You can be a part of the fun with Low Cash and Kicks. It's absolutely free up at TD Ameritrade Ballpark. So come join us for the opening ceremonies of fireworks and a ton of fun down there with Low Cash Cowboys. So we're just going to have a good old time with them for Father's Day weekend. So do something special. Get up there, enjoy the College World Series, and we'll get you going with another 12 in a row, including your chance to win Country Stampede passes. That starts next week.
JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick. The Kix 96.9 Morning Show.